There is nothing better than a talking Tuesday when we have both questions and answers.
It's amazing.
Welcome to The Beat. It is the Austin and Berm Show, but not on a Tuesday because it's television. 10 TVs, Adam King joining me, Austin Ward, to talk about the Buckeyes. And do you want to start with the answers we got from Ryan Day or the questions that we have for the Ohio State offensive line?
Let's go with the answers we got from Ryan Day, because I felt like we got one overarching one, which is that I think this quarterback competition is starting to settle down. First of all,
that's what you asked for last week.
Yes, and that's what I said. Now, I still think next Monday he'll probably name the guy. The biggest thing, if you're a Buckeye fan, and maybe, you know, the good question by you, alarm bells went off. He didn't compare this to Devin Brown, Kyle McCord. He compared this to Dwayne Haskins and Joe Burrow.
It's really changing the expectations, yeah, isn't it?
I don't think that's saying that one of these guys is going to be one of the best NFL quarterbacks of all time. But it is telling you that these are not a group of guys that are struggling to reach their potential, but two guys that are really out there competing with each other, which we thought. But definitely good to feel the reassurance from Ryan Day there. He's just talked differently in the last week or so about the quarterback battle. He was so intentional to say, well, it's really neck and neck. This guy's really pulled ahead and this guy came back. Like, he's been very intentional to say it is a tight race. We are still far. I mean, even going as far to say it could go down to the wire. Now it sounds like, well, I'm not going to give a timetable, but
But there's another scrimmage on Saturday.
There's another scrimmage on Saturday. And then, you know, maybe you get all the answers. You get Blocko, captains, and your starting quarterback come Monday.
I bet we do get Blocko on Saturday, actually.
You know,
it's going to be Sonny Styles.
And it will be. It could be Kenyatta in a roundabout way. I think Sonny Styles is probably minus 5,000 to
more.
Yeah, that's true. They're not even letting you place bets.
So you're saying, Adam, that compared to last week's Talking Tuesday, you feel much better. You're at least getting... You feel like you're getting the answers that you want a quarterback.
100%, because I said I think it's Julian Sand, and when you say something like that, you really hope you're not wrong. And so I feel like I am being confirmed in that thought. He didn't really dive into the scrimmage much, which I understand. They don't talk about the champions. They don't want that to be public information. But it felt like Ryan Day does this thing with his hat. I think it's really funny. Is sometimes the hat comes in. It's all really high on the head.
Am I going to answer this question or am I not going to answer this question?
Yeah, and I thought that he seemed very locked in with the idea that, yes, we're not going to tell you who the quarterback is today, but I feel confident knowing where we are. And I also, I just genuinely think it was interesting today he mentioned Texas really for the first time. I don't think we've heard that name other than like...
Well, there's been a countdown.
Yeah, but to have him actually say... Next week, we are starting Texas prep.
Yeah.
Was interesting because some coaches, you say, hey, we're not getting, we get game week. You know, before that, we're focused on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That tells me also what we thought about, which is the idea that he would like to have that extra week with kind of everything in place.
Yeah. I mean, they're 18 days away from kickoff. He called that game a monster and he was talking about Ohio State fans getting ready and turning that atmosphere into something big. And I just found that fascinating. I talked about it on Snap Judgments with Berm. It's like you want next week to be a head start on Texas prep. Hey, but he's not saying any position battles are over, which is pretty significant as we get back in the Woody, you know, today, which is Tuesday, to talk about the offensive line. It's like, well, Austin Saraveld is exclusively at left tackle, but everything else, and I assume Carson Hensman is not going to lose that job at center. Doesn't seem like that's likely to happen to Tegra Shibola or Luke Montgomery either. And then that just means that this right tackle position has become the primary question for Tyler Bowen in that group today. Am I wrong?
No, and I think you may get some answers today on a Talking Tuesday with the offensive line, because that's going to be the big conversation. I feel like you might get a little more from Bowen than you do from Ryan Day, and even just the guys, especially with an offensive line core. And we've talked about this.
Offensive linemen aren't liars.
No, and they also... aren't here to like keep things a secret. as much as we want to talk about the quarterback battle, the offensive line battle to them is not that intriguing. They're like, yeah, sure. I don't know what do you want to know? And with that, I think these guys, they want that core together. I think they probably know that core. I think it's about, hey, let's, you know, give some more guys. Why name before you have to?
Yeah.
Why remove a week of work where you're probably still giving the guys the ones that are going to be the ones, but say, hey, you know what? If you really think you can challenge for that spot, let's see it.
I think that's what I find so really fascinating about it. It's like You could also get an extra week of Texas prep if you named that, whether that was quarterback or right tackle or anything else.
3 weeks of Texas prep is a lot of Texas prep. That's more than you prep for the Super Bowl.
It's true, but, you know, that's also a lot of inexperienced guys on both sides of the football for Ohio State. You know, we're talking about offensive line today. Defensive line is Thursday. Even the way that so we can get into some questions for them with you if you want, but, you know, even someone like Edrick Houston or Caden McDonald or Kenyatta Jackson, they've never been – Kenyatta's played in big games, but in terms of – especially for Edrick and Caden, this is the first time you're going to be a starter. This is the first game plan that you're taking in there as a first-team guy and playing 50-plus snaps. Like, I think there are positions you could look at that and be like, well, there isn't really that much uncertainty. What would it be the harm? And I'm not saying, like, you have to do it before you're ready. You have to put out a depth chart right now. I'm not even asking for that. But it's an interesting situation because this is not – Monday was the first time that Ryan Day was like, well, you know, if it was Ohio or Grambling, maybe it'd be a little bit different conversation.
Yeah, and I'm sleeping, that was honest.
Sleeping a little bit better right now. But that's like you could, if you absolutely wanted to, start installing because Texas on offense is not going to look all that different. I don't think that the defensive scheme is going to look that different. They don't have new coordinators on both sides of the football the way Ohio State does. Like you could be diving into that right now. But to your point, you don't have to.
The coaches are diving in, I guarantee you. There's people behind the scenes diving in. But yeah. I've never even thought about that point that for Ohio State, they may even have a leg up in the idea that they don't have any new over there in their scheme. What you see is what you get. What you played against in the Cotton Bowl is going to be very similar to what you see in the Shoe.
Right.
For Ohio State, we have no idea if that's the case. We have no idea how much Matt Patricia is going to change this defense up, which there's a question for the defensive line. How often do we expect the defensive line to look different
right
throughout the year? I think it's really interesting the idea that Arvel Reese could drop down and cause some chaos. So what is the next step for this team when it comes to the scheme of things? Because you can still work on that while not necessarily prepping for Texas.
Yeah, and I think how Larry Johnson talks about Arvel Reese is going to be really interesting as well. Like, because from what we've seen through camp and through summer, spring ball, like Matt Patricia and Larry Johnson have been what appears to be very collaborative. Mm-hmm. You see Matt Patricia helping with some of these drills and everything seems to be trending in a very positive direction. It's like, and I think you have to have that staff buy-in if you're going to move Arvel Reese around, if you're going to change positions for CJ Hicks. And like, I think that's going to be one of the top topics on Thursday as well. Like, how big is this role going to actually be for CJ Hicks? Again, we know that it might change from week to week, but how does he look different now? He's a full-time defensive end in Larry Johnson's room. What growth has been made? Can he stop the run enough to earn 20 to 25 snaps? I think CJ Hicks might be the most asked about person on Thursday when we get to that point.
It's funny because I think the easiest question is, how much do you expect to play? And I think CJ would give you that answer. My biggest takeaway with that was when they went with the ones in camp on Saturday, the last time that we got to see them, which was two Saturdays ago, I think. The first ones did not include CJ Hicks, but neither did the twos and neither did the threes. Instead, they brought him back out with the ones just the following rotation, which I think is interesting because it almost implies he's not a two. He's just a different variation of the one.
He's a 1B.
Yes, exactly. And I think that's kind of all what we envisioned it would be for him this year. I was worried that he wouldn't get there because I think CJ Hicks is a phenomenal talent. And I think he, at his peak on the defensive line, could be a game changer any game he's in.
For sure.
But it's hard to change positions. It's just not like that's just... Look at Sonny Styles, how long... I mean, now that he's adjusted a linebacker, he's going to be an absolute monster.
Yeah. And Arvel Reese, the same way. I mean, he's going a different direction. They had him on defensive line, now back to linebacker.
Yeah.
It's like fascinating.
So how comfortable is CJ? And how comfortable is this defensive line with CJ on it? I would like to know how much does that change the perspective of things out there? You know, Kenyatta and Caden Curry are two guys that have a great rapport. They know what they're doing. I mean, they're not Jack and JT, but... You know, they
spent that length of time together.
Yes, exactly. And so how has that changed things? And then the good news, if you're looking at the interior of the defensive line, which everybody's, you know, that's their one of their red flags of the season, is, and I said this a couple of weeks ago, Edrick Houston being out, he's back. he's not full go, it sounds like. Ryan, you know, yeah. Ryan kind of hinted at that. But it's given other guys the opportunity to really grow. Who they are, we don't know. I mean, I think we can probably name a few, but I think that's massive. Yeah. And I think that's actually become a blessing in disguise for this team. So I would ask the guys on D-tackle, how much do you feel Edrick being out made you have to take a step immediately?
Yeah, and does Larry Johnson have a pecking order in his mind? He tends to sidestep a lot of those conversations to avoid singling anybody out or giving away too much in terms of personnel and depth chart. But the way he talks about them, generally, you can get a pretty good feel for that. Is Jason Moore ready to make that jump? I think we know reasonably what you could expect from Taiwan Malone. I think Eric Mensah throughout camp has made some plays that I wasn't anticipating, but we're going to have to get into all that. That's Thursday, though. Is there anything else that you have on your mind for the offensive line on Tuesday?
I like to ask the offensive line about running backs. Yeah. One of my favorite things to do is to ask
a position about a different position?
Yes, because they see them firsthand. Yeah. And at the end of the day, they're just like us. At the end of the day, they're talking about the running backs.
I don't know that they're just like
us. We're built the exact same. Okay. A lot of people confuse me for Ethan Onyanwa.
They do?
Yeah.
I don't.
I'm 6 foot, what is he, 6 foot six?
He's at least another head taller than you.
Yeah. I will say,
Ryan Seacrest is you, not Ethan Onyanwa.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me. That's so nice. Now I got to host 4,000 shows a week. Ryan Seacrest does not sleep.
Well, that's why you're on Talking Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
You wanted more work. I got you.
Thank you. I will say, I'm excited to see what they think of C.J. Donaldson and Bo Jackson. They've worked with James Peoples.
Yeah.
But they are new to C.J. Donaldson and Bo Jackson just as we are.
You mean Sonic and Knuckles?
Sonic and Knuckles. I apologize. You're right.
And Bo Jackson, Tecmo Bo.
Tecmo Bo. There you go. I like that. So I'd like to ask them, maybe I'll just do that. I'll say, what do you guys think of Knuckles? And then I will give no context and I'll just wait.
Yeah.
But what makes him elite? I mean, I do wonder how much they actually get to see. Hopefully they see him running.
They're going,
that
oh, there he goes.
Yeah, exactly. That's what they're probably not seeing what's happening back here. But so I would be very intrigued to get their thoughts there. And then how much for them do they just want an answer? If they don't have one now, if they don't have their five guys, how much do they want it so that they can line up and just be ready to go?
Yeah.
Can I have one more?
Yeah, absolutely.
Who's the better quarterback?
No.
Yeah. No, but how has it been adjusting?
I bet they won't answer that one for you.
How has it been adjusting, especially for someone like Carson Hinsman? Obviously.
Yeah.
How has that been adjusting to a different guy? Every other rep, you're changing everything. We heard Carnell and Jeremiah Smith kind of say, switching quarterbacks can sometimes slow down an offensive drive in camp.
Right.
Does that do the same thing for the O-line? Is that causing the O-line's meshing point to struggle a little bit because they don't have one clear voice? Where with Will, even as they played, a puzzle piece of games throughout the season, they at least had one guy that was there as the champion.
I wasn't sure if you were going to be able to shoehorn Will Howard into this week's episode.
Every episode. Every episode.
But you got there.
First of all, Will Howard got hurt.
How are you holding up?
I was real excited about the preseason of the NFL. I'm not a Steelers fan, but I was real excited to watch the Steelers. Now, it's just going to be Aaron Rodgers.
It's over.
It was a brutal start. We wish him a speedy recovery. I do believe that I shed a tear that night that I saw the news.
Yeah, well, I think he'll be okay.
Yeah.
But to your point, I think that's why if you're Ohio State, it's not just the quarterback. It is primarily the quarterback. But you get through this scrimmage and you turn the page and then you have 2 weeks of Texas. And Ryan Day said, well, it may not be 100% Texas prep. You're cleaning up the last few mistakes, but you are starting to get into that game mindset. You don't want to peak too early. You have game week and a normal buildup for that. But, for Carson Hinsman and to have that consistency, know who he's snapping to. Like, that's the stuff that you got to get to. And who's on the left and right and who's at tackle, like, that's all important for Ohio State to get to that point. I'm always in a hurry to get to that. What's it going to look like? Do you know? Can you name it right now? That's not the way Ryan Day operates. I've grown accustomed to that. But by the time we have a Talking Tuesday next week, feels like this picture is going to be pretty clear.
I am very excited for next week's Talking Tuesday because I think next week is a bye week for Ohio State. I think that's how they're
going on vacation again?
No. Yeah, exactly. Ohio State takes a bye, so does Adam. I am very intrigued to see if that's how they handle it. Is oh, we got a bye week before Texas. They got a bye week before Penn State. It could also give you a way to rehearse a schedule in that regard and treat it as we are. Now, last year when they had the early bye week, they called it improvement week. They didn't have a massive game upcoming.
Yeah. Going out to Washington is going to be a little bit tricky after that.
It is. And so this will give you a mindset for Washington. It'll give you a mindset for Penn State. And it allows you to just treat this as week one bye week, week two Texas. Mm. And I think in that case, you have to have everything decided.
Yeah. No, that's a really good point.
Position battles go throughout the year. So, I mean, it's not, you know.
It's not chiseled in stone.
The only other thing from Ryan that I thought surprised me is, and maybe I was just completely wrong on Wall-to-Wall Sports on Sunday, but I said that I thought that as the season went on, we were going to see more of a rolling secondary, more of other guys getting in, even in critical moments. Ryan didn't seem to really bite at that. He said, Jermaine Matthews is great. He has been dominant. We know how good IGB is. It's from what it sounded like, he wasn't saying, yeah, we got to get these young guys on the field. So if you're sitting there waiting on Devin Sanchez to make plays against Texas, I don't know that that's the case.
I think that tells you how laser focused Ryan Day is on Texas, because if you said you're trying to get him to think about what it looks like in the first week of October and could more guys be playing, they're definitely going to be Aaron Scott reps and Devin Sanchez reps in October or against Grambling in Ohio. Leroy Roker, you're going to get these guys involved at safety. Multiple players.
Leroy Roker.
Faheem Delane. Those guys are going to play.
Do you get that reference?
Yes, I do. But they're not going to play against Texas. Like, he's not going to entertain this notion that like nine defensive backs are going to play in that game, which is, I think that tells you where he is focused right now. And it gets a good question, because I understand, and we're going to want to see how those guys develop soon and what that looks like for the future. But the future is August 30th, and that's it.
The future is now.
It's right now.
The future is now.
Which is Tuesday in the Woody Hayes Athletic Center, which is where we're going to be to talk to the Ohio State offensive line. We'll have snap judgments back with Berm. But this is the best Talking Tuesday yet, because there are questions and answers.
There are questions and answers. It's been beautiful. There was a time when we did Talking Tuesday in the middle of the heat of the summer where I was running out of questions, because you can only ask so many questions without answers.
Yeah, that's true.
Now we have questions and answers. They call that a Q&A.
Is that right?
I thought you'd laugh more at my Leroy Jenkins. Jenkins.
I didn't want to get fully derailed.
I love a good derailment.
I'll have a good chuckle at it later.
There you go.
For sure. Just to make sure you get the proper appreciation for it. But I appreciate you joining me on the beat. Looking forward to more coverage as we roll along here with camp week number 3 in the Woody Hayes Athletic Center with Ohio State. For Adam King, I'm Austin Ward. We'll talk to you later.